This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. 34 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 31 in Oshkosh. But the ladies that are joining us say it is not nice out. Carrie Josephson and Wendy Bentley, Alzheimer's Association of Wisconsin. Give us a report. We're asking everybody that comes in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It was white out there.
Okay.
It's a little, well, it was a little less white like 30 seconds ago, but not anymore.
Are the roads okay?
I thought the roads were okay.
Just slushy. All right. You know. But at least, like we said, it's warm enough where it's not, like Jim said, 17 and freezing. So
not yet.
Not yet. But you got big events coming up, too.
I just want to say, I know it freezes at 32, but the tires keep it wet at 32, right. But you get down to like 17, this stuff is ice, and mm-hmm. no matter what.
Yeah.
What did I get wrong that day? We were having a trivia contest.
Celsius is how many? Yeah.
What is it again?
Zero.
Okay. I missed that day.
Freezing. Freezing.
I had the whooping cough.
It was a long time ago.
And you
know,
missed
you
a
only
lot
needed
of
that for like your ACTs.
I know.
We're
what did you get
now
in your ACT? Come on, tell me.
I think a 30.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I got 31, but that's good.
You lied.
You did not.
You just had to one-up me, didn't
you? Wendy, what did you get on your ACT?
I don't remember.
You
must
do
not
too.
Have been
You're
good.
Lying. You're no. lying. Everybody remembers their ACT.
We'll they call remember my that. Dad after the show and verify, because I guarantee it's in the filing cabinet.
You'll always remember the first album you ever bought. You'll remember the first time you got to use the car by yourself, right, Todd?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
and you remember what you got on your ACT.
And your driver's test. Well, I guess the same thing
as
driving. No, 22. That's it.
Your ACT?
Yeah.
22? But come on now. I
would think
that.
It would, right? Wouldn't you think it would be much higher?
I would.
Mine was 23. Yeah.
His was
so I beat him.
His was higher than mine.
Yeah.
I really got 22.
What do you think about that?
But I went to, John, where's my cup?
Oh, yeah. I broke it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He had his cup from Harvard Business School.
even though I got a 22.
One of the, okay.
I was a legacy. My dad
one of the hardest.
You know, that's only one piece in a really big puzzle.
Thank you, Mom.
One of the hardest things I've ever done in life was not laugh really hard when that broke, because he almost cried. He was trying to figure, I can glue this together, I think. That's right. It's okay. I got another one somewhere.
Well, next time, instead of the cherry bones, I'll bring you a Harvard cup.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, there we go. Nice gifts. Cherry bones.
In a Harvard cup, I'd be okay with that. Anyway, you guys are working in an industry or giving your time to an industry that everybody's talking about, right? Mm-hmm. It's growing. There's, you know, I had a sister who died with that, and Johnny and I were just talking about that
sister
this morning.
And
this is great what you're doing, and we need two things. We need awareness,
absolutely.
And we need money, because the money goes into research, and... Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things you guys are working on?
Got a bunch
so
of them.
Some of the things, you know, we were just on not that long ago, last week, I believe, talking about the Attacking Alls volleyball game. So that happened last Friday. So it's UWGB women's volleyball. It was an amazing game. They won. Yay. Go Phoenix.
Isn't women's college volleyball awesome?
Yes. It was
It was a blast.
So much fun to watch.
Yeah.
And they raised over $13,000. So,
phenomenal.
Wow, good.
Yeah. Huge shout out to Coach Abby Sutherland and mm-hmm. her dad, Rob, who do all of this in honor of Abby's mom, Rhonda, who passed away from early onset Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. But the team is so supportive, and we really appreciate all that they do.
Fantastic. And then other things you got coming up here?
Other things coming up. Actually, this Saturday, we have an event at Oak Park Place. It's wreath making. They get beautiful wreaths. They have all the decorative items, so you get to do that. They're even, I believe, making old fashions. And they have helpers. So even if you're not crafty, they have people that will help.
And okay, that checks a lot of boxes. We've been talking about the holidays, and mm-hmm. we want people to enjoy the holidays. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you look at the weather, it's like, here we go. But the way to get into the holidays is to do some charity or do something, give a unique gift. There's a couple things going on this weekend where you can get a unique gift. What a great thing to do. Go with your, I don't know, your spouse or your kids or whoever.
Girlfriend, neighbor, date night, stranger.
And, and make a wreath and then give that to somebody because they'll, they'll really appreciate that gift.
Have you walked past the old Children's Museum?
Yes.
Aren't those gorgeous wreaths in there?
Yeah.
Who are who does that? Where are they for? Can you buy them?
Yeah. Yes and yes and yes. That was we've done that for years, but yeah.
That's awesome.
It is. It looks
nice. Who makes those?
I don't know, John. I just
God, are they nice?
Yeah, I don't know the details on that one. There's also at the National Railroad Museum. They have the Festival of Trees.
Right. Oh, that's right.
That's cool.
The viewing was there yesterday. We actually did a tree for that this year, just for awareness.
Oh, cool.
Good.
So, awesome. Yeah, very cool. So
exciting.
Wreath making Saturday.
Where was this?
Yeah. That's at Oak Park Place in Green Bay. It's actually a senior living facility.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was the Oak Cafe because I go to the, that's
oh,
in Deep Here.
Very
no, this is yes, it is. where is? I should know this.
It's actually out by the woods golf
course.
All right. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good place.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a lovely facility. And
that's
their staff
a great
is fantastic.
Facility, and they got statues in there. Yeah, that's a very, very nice place.
Yes,
okay,
they
cool.
have the Lombardi Room.
They do.
And different
football cool.
That
statues.
Place is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've been out there a few times.
They're
okay.
great
got it.
Supporters, too.
Then very nice.
December 2nd, this is actually up in Sturgeon Bay at the ADRC, but Marty Schreiber is going to be up there. So Marty lost his wife, Elaine, to Alzheimer's a few years ago and wrote a book called My Two Elaines, just talking about his experience with caregiving. And he's been doing speaking engagements for quite some time just to help other caregivers, kind of understand that what they're going through is something a lot of people experience.
And we talk about that. I mean, you feel bad for the person who has Alzheimer's, but boy, what's the word I'm looking for? The responsibility to the caregiver.
Yeah. I think it's sometimes harder for the caregiver than it is the person. At some point it transitions, unfortunately, where it all lands on them.
At what point would you guys even recommend, okay, you've done everything you could. Now you need professional help. What are some of the, hot button points that you say to yourself,
Yeah, I typically tell family members it's when their own health starts to get impacted, when they start neglecting, not going to doctor's appointments, or a lot of times if it's the wife who is very tiny and the husband is like 6'5" and she's, 5'4".
He's on the floor, he's falls falling. In the bathroom.
Yep.
I know. Yeah.
Yep.
It's like, look, you love him, but there's better care.
And the key thing is you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's the gift you give that person. If you want to be there the whole time through their journey, you need to take care of yourself first. Because too many times families, the spouse will pass before the person who's living with, the disease.
Sure.
And it's just because they just neglected themselves.
Well, another thing, too, it's like when my World War II guys back when I interviewed them, several of them had bells on their door. And at first, I didn't know what that. And it was because my wife, she might wander off.
Oh yeah.
Right.
So I mean, these guys were in their mid-80s, and there's the stress on them couldn't be good.
And the
for
fear
them.
You live with, just not only cooking, but
My
sister lived, and they had a pond there. It's like, is this a good idea?
But just it was the stress 24/7.
Exactly, yeah. And you really gotta. Yeah, I could put them on a leash, but boy, close to it. I mean, you really got to keep an eye on them.
Yeah, those air tags are really nice. You know,
what's that?
Put air tags from the Apple product, and you can track where they go.
Oh,
okay, all right.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah. Me either.
Oh, wow.
We're like, oxygen.
We had no idea.
We got it
Zero.
Now because I get the whole airdrop thing. I got it now. It just took a little while. It's also only 8:14.
Wow.
So.
And then you got something to come up at one of my favorite places in the world, that being Heritage Hill.
Oh, yes. And actually, before we move on to that, so Marty's going to be at the ADRC in Sturgeon Bay December 2nd, and he's actually going to be in Oak Park Place in Green Bay on December 3rd.
Okay.
And then Heritage Hill, partnering with them this year during their Fort Howard Christmas, so December 13th and 14th, we're going to be selling luminaries, selling for a donation, I guess, so that people can put those out on the walkways to honor a loved one.
What are they exactly?
Little bags with a candle inside.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And the Fort Howard Christmas is all in the evening.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be beautiful.
Fantastic.
And then they're also doing an Understanding Alzheimer's and Dementia program on the 14th at 1 p.m. So if anybody's interested in learning more, I encourage you to go to that.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you guys work your butts off to get the word out, don't you?
We do.
I mean, you really do. I think that's awesome.
We like to have a lot of offerings so that people can learn more.
Yeah. And you know what? It's one of those things where like Jim and I talked, I'm not sure there's a family in America that either hasn't or won't be affected by it. It just, is an epidemic of in some ways. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. It is very hard to find anyone who doesn't have a connection in one way or another.
Hey, Wendy, could I will ask you a question too.
Sure.
Just like, and I think I've talked about this before on the show. My father had it, my grandparents had it, uncles, all that kind of stuff. So I'm a little worried about this, mm-hmm. right? And I kind of feel like I'm seeing signs myself already at my age.
Okay.
What are some things we can look for if we're worried about it? I've talked to doctors, but they're like, you're kind of young to be worrying about that. And here I am stressing out.
Yeah, well, stress doesn't help.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I have to work with these two guys.
Yeah,
right?
that would do
Can
it
you imagine,
right there.
Right?
Right there. It's like me with Carrie.
Wouldn't you like to get up at 4 in the morning, drive an hour, and come in and deal with us?
Actually, it would be probably fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah, but no, I think one thing we have to be aware of is the stress.
Yeah.
If we're not getting enough sleep, that has a huge impact. So 4 in the morning would not do me good at all. I am not a morning person. And I'm not a night person, so maybe I'm more day.
But, give me the hours you will work, okay?
Yeah. 9 to 9:30.
Okay. Perfect.
But I think what you have to worry about is if it's become consistent and starts to impact your daily living. So, you know, we all misplace our keys, but we can retrace our steps.
Right.
It's when you no longer can do that.
Okay, what about when a person repeats themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean?
You?
Like this.
You?
Do I do that?
You and Jim?
Do we do that?
Nikki,
telling,
what do you think?
Telling stories and anecdotes
that you've
multiple,
heard before?
Multiple times.
Like which ones?
But maybe in the same visit.
Which ones? Which stories? Go ahead.
All of them.
Not broadcastable, usually.
Maybe we should talk about which ones aren't repeated.
Wow.
Too soon?
Episode.
Am I still invited back?
Absolutely. You're going to help us co-host the podcast episode where the FCC cannot monitor conversation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're all there, Johnny.
Wow.
Don't worry about it.
We're here for
And
you.
I complimented your pigtails today. And, yeah.
Taking
nice.
That back.
Yeah,
nice,
way back.
Nice to be.
Way back. Wow. You got any openings at your place and you come work for? No, not at
Absolutely.
All.
Absolutely.
So let me ask this other question in seriousness with that. When somebody does notice that, okay, the person. Should they contact you guys or what should they do?
They should
Where do they go?
They need to talk to their primary care physician
okay.
first. And then if their primary care physician doesn't seem like they're helping them, then I would reach out to a specialist
but
or reach out to
that's
us.
A tough conversation to have, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? I mean, obviously not for Nikki, but for other people.
Hey, that sometimes we do have to just cut through the awkwardness, right?
Right.
Yeah,
well, you guys
this
stick
isn't
around.
Awkward
Can we continue
at all?
To talk
this
about
isn't
this?
This isn't awkward at all, you Nikki. Wow, we got to start a quick break. We're here with Carrie Josephson, Wendy Bentley, Alzheimer's Association of Wisconsin. They do phenomenal things. Back right after this.
Let it all hang out because we got a run to make. The boys are first in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor, Jim had to step out to do some transporting. Nikki stepping in capably. Did you have a good time last week or this week?
Earlier
filling
this
in?
Week.
Earlier
yeah.
this week.
Yes, yes.
Good.
Thanks
good.
For
Thanks for filling in.
Allowing me the opportunity.
Thank you.
I'm sure Jim is glad to see you.
He told me no. He said he'd rather work with you.
No.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Sometimes the truth
Although that, I'm still a little stunned about what you said, that he and I repeat the same stories. I disagree with that. I don't think we do.
Well, and so this is a great segue
for
how to address
yes.
the problem head on when maybe somebody's in denial or when you do want to approach a loved one or...
Todd, do I repeat the same stories?
I'm sorry?
Do I repeat the same stories?
Come again? Sometimes, but they're good stories, John. It's like
right.
a really good storyteller knows the good ones and tells them over and
okay.
over.
Oh, I feel
and
better.
And that's maybe why... Because you are such a fantastic storyteller,
yes.
and it's obviously content, right?
Right.
Oh.
And it's all contextual, depending on, because you also, when you tell a story, even though it's almost like a Seinfeld episode, right, where there's so many plot points or storylines in one.
Todd understands. Todd, what's my strategy there?
I have no idea.
I weave.
Oh, you weave.
I
weave. Right?
I go here.
You appreciate your honesty, Todd.
I weave.
Well,
come right back to here.
Taken from the one who started it all.
Yeah, thank you. So, Carrie and Wendy with Alzheimer's Association. This time of year, a lot of associations would be kind of like wheeling back a little bit. Ah, it's the holidays. You guys are full bore. Is that a specific reason for there? Is there a specific reason for that? I mean, that's a lot of activities you guys got coming up here.
That is. And you know what we forgot to mention is that we're going to have a celebrity bartending. I heard a couple of people might be bartending.
Maybe
you
have agreed to it.
Right?
What?
Just looking for the location. So listeners, please check back.
Okay.
You know what was really endearing about our beloved mayor is that he's concerned about the bartending aspect of it. The actual legitimate bartending.
Oh, we will make it so easy.
Exactly.
I promise you're not going to have to measure things.
You know what happened the last two times I celebrity bartended, right?
No.
Did she tell you?
No.
That's
we're not going
to
tell these stories.
I'm not concerned.
Nope.
I just know, like, there's a problem with the Celsius versus Fahrenheit, and we're just not even going to get into measuring, so I'll make it real simple.
One of the things, I got in a fight with Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Oh. With Elvis?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Thankfully, I don't think he's around anymore, right?
Well, it's the impersonator. Elvis Perry got in a fight with me. And I made the drinks.
Jim, no.
Not this one. No. Okay, we'll hold that one. Hold off on that one.
Does that one have to go on the podcast?
Podcast content? Okay. Yes.
All right.
The podcast that doesn't exist yet. But
all right. But it will.
Well, now I'm really excited to hear it.
I'm going
to
do a podcast. Me and Todd are going to do a podcast called
The Toddcast.
I have no idea.
What? We just talked with Todd.
Oh, Flipping Through the Bins?
Flipping Through the Bins.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
On old music, old albums.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that awesome?
And then it can be Todd Squared, because Todd and Todd. Oh, Todd Squared.
I like it. I like it.
Dos Todds.
And Mino.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? You would not need me for that podcast, because you know so much about music and everything. You wouldn't need me.
No, you have a certain angle.
We would need your storytelling weaving ability.
You'd be weaving all
over the place. Guy, I was in the, I went to the drive-thru. All my daughters, when Dom was a baby. I mean, I'm kind of spot on, though, isn't it?
I don't recognize
that. Close your eyes.
It's uncanny.
I do not recognize the voice, the manner, nothing.
Not that you can see our beloved Todd, but the color in his face has changed because he was laughing.
Here's
so
the thing.
Hard.
Her impersonation of you is actually an impersonation of Jim and you.
Together.
Yes.
Oh,
it's a mashup.
Okay.
She weaves in a different way.
Wow.
What a treasure.
I'm sorry you guys have to see this in person.
So,
this is,
Carrie and I have discussed and made some arrangements for possibly some celebrity bartending with our beloved Mino and the Mayor.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm in.
So,
nice.
Details.
I'm totally
yes.
in.
Locations.
Details to come. We're just sewing up a location, so I don't want to announce it too early.
All right.
But yes, watch the Walk to End Alzheimer's Green Bay Facebook group. It'll be announced in there, and I would assume that you
I want to make
it.
Drinks, though. The only thing I don't want to do is make change. Like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? I need
somebody
who knows.
Yeah.
But
no
I will make,
but the
I'm
drinks
really
only have to have two ingredients.
Okay.
Vodka, tonic, gin.
No,
and
I want to make like old fashions and Manhattans and stuff.
You want to do muddling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He's our muddler.
Yeah.
He's our muddler.
I want to be
Mino the muddler.
I'm going to make really strong drinks.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's the way they should be.
You know what? You know what? Venues really don't like to bring in bartenders.
Jim, they're making fun of us.
Money on.
They're making
their
fun
court.
Of both of us, Jim.
Hey, oh, I gotta go.
Promoting.
Yeah, it's a tough room.
Is it? You create this environment.
Hey, Todd, did we get any takers that I'll shovel their 60 feet of sidewalk for $35?
The text lines on that have been very slow this morning.
Very slow.
John.
Okay, well.
Very
slow.
Congestion, I'm guessing.
I'm thinking.
They can't get
in. Yeah. It crashes.
Yeah.
I think sometimes our takes. So I offer to shovel people 60 foot walks for $35 because the city charges $42. So I want to undercut them. Yeah.
We're taking it all the way to the top.
Who's that? What voice was that? I don't recognize that either. All right. So I would do that. I'd come to your place and shovel your walk.
Oh, I don't have to shovel anymore.
Okay. Right. Wow.
But thank you.
You're welcome.
I think
Wendy?
You want to come to East Troy?
Where?
East Troy.
Where's East Troy?
in Walworth County. It's right by the border in Illinois.
You live there?
I live there.
Oh, you're just up
we
here
brought
visiting?
Up the big dog.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you a Bears fan?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. What a sin.
Right? Okay, yeah, just
can't believe you just words. Said that.
John
I still live in Wisconsin.
She's right. My friend.
Okay, I'm sorry. We had the lady on from Caribou Coffee today. We found out she was from Minneapolis. And we said, we love your coffee, hate your team.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder who this we is. No, you
Jim
did.
Jim did, too.
You did.
That's Todd did. Everybody, they piled on.
We leaned
Thank
into
you, Todd.
That.
Yeah.
We leaned into that.
All right, fine. But we were talking about the volleyball thing. They said it went over phenomenal.
Yeah.
Awesome.
$13,000.
Over $13,000.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yes.
And to have Marty get out there and share, did you remind everybody who Marty is, though, as not just a testimonial?
Correct.
But
so
the former
Wisconsin governor.
Yes.
Yes, Marty Schreiber. He was actually also honored at the game. Mm-hmm. They presented him with the game ball for all the work that he has done.
He was governor of Wisconsin?
He was.
Mm-hmm.
Like late
70s. Fact check.
How do I not know him?
Oh, gosh.
You have to meet him.
We'll put the right record on. It'll all come back to you. Thank
like
you, ladies, for exactly what you're doing.
Hey,
and
Trucker,
getting
give
out
us a
there.
Honk out there. It's Trucker Thursday. Come on, performance server. Yeah! Thank you!
That's awesome.
All right, great having you guys here.
Thank you
Keep
so
doing
much.
What you guys do. All right, we're going to start a quick break. Rob Zerjava. Zerjava. Rob Zerjava.
Nikki, you want to help out on this one?
Rob Zerjava.
Mr. Promo Nikki.
Mr. Nikki. Mr. Nikki.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a sloppy Thursday morning. Special thanks to Carrie Josephson and Wendy Bentley, Alzheimer's Association of Wisconsin. Man, they do great, great things. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hey, get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors. The durability of materials gets tested. They open and close the doors 10,000 times to ensure they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. Very cool quality. Pella Windows and Doors. Get them installed and forget about them. You won't have to buy new ones 10 years down the road. They will last a lifetime.
Long.
Absolutely. Rob Zerjoff in the house. I always act at a little Zerjoff in the house. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Great
to see you guys.
Great to see you. Boy, big
Beautiful
things
day.
Happening. It's good to talk baseball.
Yeah. That's what we need on a day like today.
Boy, ironically, you got the same tan as the lady that works here, Nikki.
Yeah, well, I ran into her when we were out in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Funny.
Did she behave? How was she?
No, she was great. Yeah. No, it was a very nice time.
Okay.
Very nice. Good.
You were at a conference for managing baseball stadiums, or what was the...
Yeah, no, I am on the board of the Northwoods League.
Okay.
We also have a Northwoods League team in Fond du Lac, and I was elected by all the other owners to be on the board.
Oh, nice.
And they take exotic vacations, and I've been on the board for four years. We've gone to Branson, not very exciting. Last year was in Green Bay, so really exotic. So they treated us this year, and they took us out to Hawaii.
Nice. Good Very nice. And congratulations on another phenomenal season down there with everything you guys did.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a beautiful season. Team was great. Yeah, everything about it was a lot of fun.
I have to ask. I mean, you guys have so many giveaways, okay? I mean, like every game, there's
pretty close.
Where's your warehouse? Where do you store all this? How
That's
do you organize
a great
this?
Question.
How do you have all this together?
Well, you may not want to say that.
Yeah, no. Luckily, it's all in storage. It's all in under lock and key. But we got lucky because when we did our renovation, we added a ton of storage at the ballpark. And before that, we would just bring it in phases, and it was
okay.
You know, you know when your giveaway is, so you'd order it.
Yeah.
But with COVID and with everything that went on, we needed to start ordering. So we will do 10 bobblehead giveaways. So we ordered 25,000 bobbleheads for the entire year. They all come in April. So yeah, you have to have a place to put all of these. But yeah, you mentioned, I want to say at least half the games will have a giveaway.
Yeah.
And nothing perishable. So, you know, that's
correct.
Correct.
Unlike some of us who work in perishable things.
Well, I'll tell you what, those bobbleheads can be extremely valuable. I remember being at one of your games and people were standing in line and they had their ticket and they got the bobblehead and they left and they were putting it online before they were in their car.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny. It's a Wisconsin thing. We have a lot of other teams that we talk to around the country. They're like, we don't do bobbleheads anymore. Nobody cares. And we're like, we're doing 10. And they're like, how do you... Yeah, people love their bobbleheads here. And yeah, you're right. They put them online. You've got a nice bobblehead here on the
Yeah, that's promo Nikki. She used to work for the T-Rats.
Yeah, and then, promos and stuff that one like was that. A very hot commodity back in the day. We found that one on eBay for about 200 some bucks. So
seriously?
Yeah. It's,
watch it go missing from the studio.
Yeah, 200. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take it.
Nikki!
If that goes missing, what? Spending greatly,
yeah.
I'm gonna know exactly.
No, trust me.
I'm the guy.
$200.
So, besides all your baseball, you do. What percent of your activities are baseball? I mean, you have so many other things going on. We have charity people that come in here. Well, where are you doing it? Timberado Stadium. We have graduations, speakers, just concerts. I think that's
upstairs
awesome.
Upstairs area is such a great setting to host something.
There's those of us who supported the Lambeau Field expansion, and we're hoping there would be more than just football there.
Yeah, and you see that at Lambeau, and we do the
same
thing.
That's a subtle
like the Stones, you know,
one concert a year. Yeah,
who played at Soldier Field and Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, so we're in the concert business too. Hopefully next weekish we might be announcing a concert. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but yeah, so we'll have a lot of events. We have 66 Timber Rattler games. But we use the stadium. I just was at Ripon College and gave a talk on this, and it's roughly 258 days out of the year.
75% of it is outside of
baseball. It's wonderful. Yeah. And again, people might not be aware of it, but you're upstairs there that overlooks the whole stadium and everything. I mean, that's rentable with the Veterans Association, Fox Valley Veterans Association, had a great event there one night.
Yeah, it's a beautiful venue with all of the glass, and you don't have to be a baseball fan, but yeah, weddings.
Huge bar.
Tons of weddings. Yeah, we do tons of weddings. Right now we're getting into the Christmas parties, so that's going to take us all the way through February. But yeah, we'll have breakfasts and lunch. We'll have multiple events in a day. A lot of things happening at the stadium.
That's great, man. Fantastic.
But the big one.
Yeah.
Which is why we wanted you to come in anyway, because we like you and we know you do a lot for the community and we love your wife. But you got a big event.
Yeah, really excited. Just announced this this week, and tickets are going on sale at 10 o'clock. Jordan Love is going to be hosting the Packers. Well, I shouldn't say Packers, but Packers celebrity softball game down at the ballpark. I'm really excited to have Jordan on board, and it just creates this.
Great continuous, person.
Yeah.
Great person.
You know, and we're celebrating 25 years of this. And right. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have been to that, you know, with Driver or Jordan Love, but you're probably not the only one that asked him to do something. Like, how do you get him to secure that? Is it the cause? Where does the money go? Or is it because it's his teammates that said, we need you? How do they work?
Yeah, no. Well, we have a great partnership with Lammy Entertainment, and he helps host this game. And we've had that partnership ever since Donald Driver. Donald Driver worked with Brian Lammy. And I think it's just a tradition. You know, it started with Brett Favre, and it was such a big deal. Went from Brett Favre, and then he handed it off to Donald Driver, and then to Jordy Nelson.
Well, actually, okay, we were talking about this because it's Nicole Sheridan's birthday. Did it start off with Michael Bolton?
Yeah.
But not a Packer player, right? It was the Michael Bolton?
George Teague. It was the Bolton Teague charity softball game.
You're right.
So when I was an intern, that was one of the first things I did.
Let's check out Nicole Sheridan.
She was there. It was funny. We had
in those tight white pants?
The whole entire clubhouse.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do. There was a young Leanne Rimes sang the national anthem for that game. But it's funny, I remember walking into the home clubhouse. It was Michael Bolton's dressing room. He was the only one allowed in there. There was this giant bowl of fruit. And again, you just think back to the riders and all the things that they need. But yeah, he had his own space, giant bowl of fruit. And then, one of those games, I don't think it was that year, but the following year, he ended up getting run over at first base by one of the Miami Dolphins and almost knocked him out. Because it was Bolton's Bombers. So he played first base.
Right.
He had all these 6'6" guys hitting home runs.
Yeah.
And he figured, I can play first base, everything will be okay. And no, he got just run over at first base. And I think that was the last year he ever did that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. So tell us, this Jordan Love thing, and it's been getting some ink besides just everywhere, because they're people I think look forward to. I think there's a lot of family traditions that go to that game, and it's just cool to see those guys play baseball instead of football. And you make that a really fun day, all day, you know. But tell me, anything new with Jordan Love, or because that's a pretty cool event.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. It's a really fun event. So we'll have a home run derby, then we have the game. It's kind of going back to the classic offense versus defense. Again, Donald Driver's been so involved with it when he was a player, then when he retired, then it was sort of Driver and some of the former Packers and Packer legends against the current team. So we're going to go back to just the offense versus defense. And yeah, to have Jordan leading it, he had such a great time last year. He was a part of it and just had a ton of fun. And it is. It's interesting to see these they're athletes, but it's a different sport. So you watch a Brett Favre or an Aaron Rodgers or a Jordan Love, and they'll play shortstop, and they look like they know what they're doing because they're an athlete. But then you have some of these defensive linemen or offensive linemen. They don't even know when to stop at second base.
I'm trying to think who it was, but when I was down there, it was the year you had PETA there.
Yes. Okay. Dancing with the Stars.
She had the trophy and everything. And I remember, like, pregame, there were, and I can't remember which defensive lineman. He could not hit a softball to save his life. He's like, oh, wait, one more. And he would be, like, swinging when the ball was halfway there. It's like, are you joking around? Yeah. Or can you, you're this professional athlete and could not conceive hitting a softball. Yeah.
That is the exception, though. I mean, these guys are God-given talents. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. Basketball, baseball, football. Pretty cool to see all that happen, but that is kind of, it gives you a little bit of, okay.
Let me show you how to do this.
I could do that.
I think that is the fun, but then you'll see some of these guys and they'll just crank home runs 350 feet, and you're just amazed by
I remember Craig Knoll, backup quarter. You remember him?
Big time, yeah.
How far did he hit a baseball? Yeah.
Just crazy. Supplement. Same with Tauscher. I mean, Tauscher, I couldn't believe, because we put in a fence there, a home run fence for softball, because you typically can't hit a softball as far as you can hit a baseball. No. But Tauscher was putting him on our home run porch out in right field.
300 feet.
Yeah, it was just, these tight ends as well. They're the baseball players. Yep.
A fun day. There's a ticket price. Where does the money go for that? Because you will sell that out, won't you?
So the event gets sold out, so I'd highly recommend getting tickets. Tickets go on sale to the general public at 10 o'clock.
Today?
We do have a today.
Okay.
So 10 o'clock, but if you want to get your tickets right now, we do have a 4-pack. You can get your ticket and 3 Timber Rattler tickets. So that's available currently. But at 10 o'clock, all the single game tickets go on sale. So, I'd get them while they're going while they're still available. But this year, again, with the tie with Jordan Love, he has the Hands of Love Foundation. So all the proceeds will go to that, that charity. And I think that's why Jordan wanted to get involved. He saw, again, how great of an event it was. Again, it's team bonding. It's this tradition of kind of Packer greats hosting this game. But it does go to a great cause, and now this will be a great way for him to raise funds for his charity. Right.
And that's cool that he's taking it. That just shows leadership as well. You know, I mean, to participate is, you know, we're grateful for everyone participating, but to have your name on it, that says a lot about him.
Exactly. And it does take a little, you know, we try to make it very easy for him to just show up and be a part of it. But it takes some time, and it shows his commitment to this community. Yeah. And I think that's what's really important.
And that's such a regional thing too. I mean, you're gonna get people from all over to attend.
Yeah, it's fun to see the people come from out of state to come, and you know, the Packer fans coming, because it's a great way to get so close to the players. You go to a game at Lambeau and you're in your seat and you get to watch the football. But here, I mean, you're up close and personal.
Well, and they're pretty good about intermingling with the crowd after. Or I don't know, maybe they don't do that anymore. Do they still do that?
No, they still do. You know, and it's morphed over the years. But again, Donald, he'll sign autographs all day. He's going to be there this year again to kind of pass that torch to Jordan. So, if people want autographs, there's going to be the opportunity.
That's awesome.
I think it's phenomenal. Rob Zerjaff, president of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, got to talk a little Brewer baseball. I thought that was so phenomenal. I'm sure you were extremely proud in that one playoff game where the three runs were all home runs by former Timber Rattlers.
Yeah, isn't that
how cool was that?
That was an absolutely fantastic game. If you're talking about the last, then we lost the game in the ninth inning.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how'd you enjoy the play?
Yeah. to see our guys, and you know, Sal Frelick, and you know, Garrett Mitchell, and Jackson Churio has just been
unbelievable.
Everything you could have ever hoped. I mean, we knew he was special when he was with us, but what he did this year is just absolutely
amazing. He's still so young.
Yeah, and that's, I don't even think he's 21 yet.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Wow. But, you know, one of the things, though, too, is you guys are such a feeder program now for the major leagues. I remember back in the day from the old Appleton Foxes, and it's like if a guy made it, it's like, whoa, he is. And now, I mean, the major leagues are just loaded with guys from the league.
And it's happening so fast. I think guys are developing. They don't need as much time in the minors. So, again, like Garrett Mitchell played for us the next year. He was with the Brewers. Jackson Churio played for us. A year and a half later, he's with the Brewers. So it happens so fast now. And these guys, again,
well, they're coming
so
into your organization. A lot of these college kids have had such fantastic training and everything versus the, because college, I went to Arizona State. And I was the announcer for the baseball games. And, you know, it was big time there with Southern Cal and UCLA. But some of these teams would come in from the north during, like, in January even, we'd have baseball, spring baseball. And they were so less, I shouldn't say talented, but just these kids from the West Coast in Arizona, they were just a notch above. Yeah. And it, you know what I mean? And now I see those kids coming into your league, and it's like they are just a step away. It used to be A, B, you know, I mean, A, double A, triple A, and then you get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, and there were so many more levels. I mean, in Major League Baseball reduced the number of minor league teams a couple of years ago, and everybody thought, where are they going to develop? But you're seeing, again, like you said, the high school players are so much more developed. Oh. College players are almost ready to go. You look at Paul Skeens with the Pirates.
Oh, my God.
He could have almost won the Cy Young. I mean, he was Rookie of the Year, but the kid's amazing, and he played, I don't know, 3 weeks in the minors and was already ready to go.
And he played at Air Force Academy.
Yeah,
so you wouldn't think of that as being like a, you know, bastion of preparing guys for Major League Baseball, right? But you know what's funny about him is that, I mean, the guy can throw it 105. I mean, it's mind-boggling how hard he can throw it. But they say the thing that ticks him off the most is if guys leave stuff laying around, like in the locker room, because they were so, at the academy, it's like, you put everything away, and that, like, bugs him in locker rooms. Stick around, Rob. Rob Zerjap, president of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, talk about the amazingly exciting Jordan Love charity softball game. Tickets go on sale in an hour and 10 minutes. Back with more right after this.
Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days. I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night, I got stranded way out of town. At a cold, lonely crossroads, rain was pouring down.
I was hungry. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup and forget about the dime.
Trucker Thursday,
Rob. A souvenir.
I love this. Thursday. I love this song. I was trying to listen to it to see if there was a theme with me, but I am not a trucker, so that's okay.
Red Solvine. He's the best, man. I grew up with Red Solvine. Mm-hmm. Phantom 409. I get goosebumps. Goosebumps!
Jim loves it too.
I did not.
Big Joan, Phantom 409. So, Rob, we're talking once again. Tell us a little bit more about how people can get tickets in an hour and 8 minutes for the Jordan Love softball game.
So, Jordan Love will be on, it'll be Friday, May 23rd. So, Memorial Day weekend, it's 7 o'clock on Friday, May 23rd.
Which is a kind of cool weekend to kick off that Memorial Day weekend. It's kind of like the first kickoff of summer, and people get the family, go down there. What a great way to start.
Well, exactly.
And people haven't gotten on vacation yet.
Correct. Right. Exactly. So we're excited about that. Last year, we had the game on Mother's Day. We were a little bit worried about that, or Mother's Day weekend, and it turned out great. So we feel Memorial Day weekend is going to be a little bit later. Great. So, excited about that. TimberRattlers.com is the best place to get your tickets. Otherwise, you can call the stadium as well. Tickets will go on sale at 10 o'clock, starting at $15 just to get in.
Oh, that's
grass
great.
Age,
awesome,
so,
right?
And there's a wide range depending on where you want to sit. But at the same time, it's a great way to get your Packer fix and not have to pay
and get
Lambeau
to see
prices.
These guys in a different light where they can just be fun. And, you know, I had Jordan, we had Jordan Love up in the press box a couple of years ago. I think it was in Pulaski. He and some of the players came out for the Packers against cancer night.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you what, he was out there with these little footballs, throwing in with all the kids in the stands, doing whatever. I mean, just as down to earth. And we interviewed him. He said, you know what? He said, and talked about goosebumps. He says, man, I literally got goosebumps walking up here to the stadium and the band and the kids and the excitement and everything. He was just loving that kind of atmosphere. He wasn't too cool for the room. You know what I mean?
And that's where, yeah, and again, and maybe that'll come in time. But, yeah, he is such a down-to-earth guy and just a cool, calm, the kind of guy you like to see leading the Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely.
You talked about seeing him in a different venue, obviously playing baseball versus football, but you can actually see him.
Yeah.
There's no helmets. Maybe, you know, I think that's cool. It's just
So you get, again, you're so much closer to the guys, and it's again, it's not life and death like this football game is going to be. They're just there having a good time. So you see who they're buddies with. You see them screwing around, having fun, regular people. And
you said Driver will be back?
Yeah, Donald's going to come this year. He said he's not going to be playing. But he wants to support Jordan and awesome. Kind of turning this game over to him.
Fantastic. Boy, have we been lucky for some of the guys that represent the Packers and then take part in the community?
Yeah, I don't know how much luck it is. I think the Packers do a pretty good job of vetting quality. I think it's both, exactly. Johnny. But, I mean, they've passed on some people.
Oh, I don't know quite. There'd never be a Randy Moss celebrity softball tournament.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple others, too. But
yeah, I know.
And I just think that not only do they... That's important to the Green Bay Packers. A little bit to do with the community own, a little bit to do with, you know, who we are in the league, small team and all that. But market, I should say. But they look for that, and then not only do they get them, but they encourage that. They have, you know, people like Rob Davis that help these guys get engaged in the community. The chamber does a good job. So, yeah, I think we've been very, very fortunate. I mean, it's a community team, but, boy, you couldn't have a better representative than some of these guys who are on the team.
Well, and the thing is, though, too, and Rob, you've been around sports all your life. The leader, okay, here's, you know, when you talk about leadership, okay, in order to be a credible leader in professional sports in that locker room, you got to be a hell of a player. God bless the guys that give the Robert, but they respect talent, and then you can lead them. And that's the good part.
Yeah.
And what you see, I'll see it on our team, or you'll see it at the major league level, you'll see it at the NFL level. Pretty much any, you know, for the most part, there's so much talent out there.
Yeah.
And there's very rarely that they'll take the talent and the guy that's just a complete jerk. There's going to be the one in but you know what? You're going to find plenty of guys that are talented, but good people as well. There's so many more of those. So they really weed out these kind of jerks.
They really do.
We've had a couple on here, but even these kids that are coming up, you know, the Dolphin guy.
Alec.
Alec
Ingle.
Oh, sure.
Now, there's a guy. Yeah. That's one of the only people that you asked that awkward question to where he didn't scoff when you said, would you ever think about politics? Because you would be so electable. And I could see him absolutely doing that.
Because he's real.
Yeah. That's what it kind of takes.
Yeah. So I had a few people out there. But
he's never asked me if I thought about running for office. Never.
Oh, we're out of time.
Never. No, we're not. We got a couple of minutes yet. Check it out. Rob Zerjeff, you must have one of the greatest jobs in America.
Yeah.
I'm very fortunate. Very fortunate.
Because I was there when you were an unpaid intern. And what you've turned this, and that, you know what? I've used you as an example sometimes when I talk to people. I said, internships are so important. And we've had interns at TV stations or wherever where it's like, I have to do this. And it's like, we're never going to hire you. But then other ones make an impact and it starts their career. And that's what you did. And just putting the word out there to anybody that has an internship, it's so important. It's unbelievable.
And besides that, the internship, and I really, today more than when I was 24, internships are absolutely critical. And even when I was mayor, I really encouraged companies, just do this for the community. I mean, you want to give money, you want to do, you know, right, these businesses, but boy, to offer internships is really important. But what I really like about you, and I love when people, you don't start on third base, you don't start as VP. And you hear stories about you and now you own the team and people, restaurants, they own the franchise now. I mean, it's just, there's some really, really cool stories out there about people like you that I think you always had in the back of your mind, but maybe they didn't, and you just proved that.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I think that's awesome,
man. It takes a lot of good people, but yeah.
A little bit of luck.
For sure.
It does. I mean, it's a combination, but the harder you work, the luckier you get. You know, it's one of those things. But
we're going to get a better promo person. Where is she behind me?
No, she's behind me. Oh,
yeah, she is.
I just got a salute.
That
to her.
She is.
Salute. Rob Zurjeff, congratulations. This is really exciting. 1 hour from now, phone lines are open for the Jordan Love Celebrity Softball Game, Fox City Stadium, Memorial Day weekend.
One more time, the address to contact to get the tickets.
TimberEllers.com. That's going to be the best place to find them.
Thanks, buddy. Drive safe out there. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.